Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, everyone. How are you today on this marvelous Tuesday? I'm still getting over this terrible, I don't know, if it wasn't really a cold. You know, I had symptoms like the flu, but I could tell it wasn't the flu because I've had the flu before, and it's a nasty little thing that puts you on your back and you can't really get up or do anything. So it was not the flu, but had flu-like symptoms, a lot of coughing, a lot of nastiness. It's still going on somewhat, so you may hear some raspiness in my voice, or I may have to mute you for a second. That's what was going on last week as well. I did go to my doctor today, got a few antibiotics, so I'm hoping that the next time that I get on the show, I will be 100%. You know, I thought to myself, I said, of all the things that the enemy could try to attack, don't try to attack my voice. The devil is a lie. So, you know, I'm back. I'm happy. I'm back. I'm feeling a lot better. Thank you for your prayers. I'm feeling a lot better. And ready to have this wonderful show today. Anyway, I hope that you did tune in last week. You would have gotten the replay of an interview that I did with Lethea Owens on Branding Yourself, which is an excellent, excellent show that we did in 2014. So anyway, today what I want to start on, and I spoke about it last year when the accident happened for Dr. Miles Monroe and Ruth Monroe, where, of course, they unfortunately were taken from us far too early, just pillars in the Christian community. And Dr. Miles Monroe taught like no one else as far as the kingdom of God is concerned. And so what I want to do, and I'm not sure how long I'm going to be on this, is I want to start going through one of his books. And the book that I've chosen to go through today, and we'll see how we progress from here, is The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. Now, you know, I'm all about finding and fulfilling your purpose, living to achieve your destiny. And so this book falls right into some of the things that I'm very passionate about. And I'm also passionate about personal growth. And one of the other things that I'm passionate about is seeing individuals grow and become all that they can be based on their God-given assignment. And so I'm going to start reading this book. Now, I don't know how involved I'm going to get in the book. I don't want to read the entire book. So I'm just going to go through various sections and share some things that I have highlighted in this book. Okay. Again, name of the book, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny, Dr. Miles Monroe. Sorry. I have some things that are highlighted even in the introduction, and so I'm going to just read those. My own life's vision is the transformation of followers into leaders and the maximization of individual potential. And I'm excited about the potential within you right now. Every person is a leader in his or her own vision. Because that person is the only one who can imagine, nurture, and fulfill it. So what is your vision? What have you always wanted to do? What is your heart's desire? What is your dream? When you can begin to see your vision clearly, you will be able to fulfill your life's purpose. And that says a lot, because sometimes when you're trying to work on your vision, the clarity may not be there immediately. It may take a while before the vision actually becomes clear. Sometimes it might even be, you may even go through a period of trial and error before you receive more clarity on the vision. But the one thing I like about vision is, and this is just me speaking, the one thing I like about vision is when God has given you a vision about something, it is like a nagging, reoccurring thing that you can't get away from. You might try to put it down and do something else, and eventually that same thing is just going to keep coming up in your mind, going to keep coming up in your heart. You'll see other people attempt to do that same thing, and it won't flesh out in the way that you envision it, and it'll become a source of irritation to you. I'm telling you, once God has given you a vision, it's nearly or almost, or maybe it is, impossible for you just to walk away from and forget. Let me move on and see something else that I have highlighted here. The words vision and revelation are sometimes used interchangeably. Here's another highlight. For true visionaries, the imaginary world of their vision is more real to them than the concrete reality around them. That bears repeating. For true visionaries, the imaginary world of their vision is more real to them, reality around them. In fact, a visionary's vision is his reality. There's a short story about when Disney World had just opened and had only one ride. Walt Disney was sitting on a bench on the grounds, seeming to just stare into space. One of his workers who was manicuring the grass came past him and said, "How are you, sir?" Without looking at the man, he said, "Fine," and kept on staring. So the man said, "Mr. Disney, what are you doing?" "I'm looking at my mountain," he said. He answered, "I see the mountain right there." Walt told his architects about this mountain. As he talked, they wrote down what he said, and then they drew up the plans. Walt died before Space Mountain was built, so he never saw it constructed. When Space Mountain was dedicated, the governor and the mayor were present, and Walt's widow was also there. One of the young men stood up to introduce her and said, "It's a pity that Mr. Walt Disney is not here today to see this mountain, but we're glad his wife is here." Mrs. Disney walked up to the podium, looked at the crowd, and said, "In effect, I must correct this young man. Walt already saw the mountain. It is you who are just seeing it, who are just now seeing it." That's a powerful story about, you know, Walt Disney and the vision that he had for one of his theme parks, and how his imagination was able to see something. Then the architects were able to take those instructions as he saw them in his mind and draw it up, and then eventually the builders were able to come out and construct what he saw in his imagination. Let me move on to another highlighted area that I have here in this book that I've read. Your vision determines your destiny. When you can see what is possible and believe that it can come to pass, it makes you capable of doing the impossible. Then he says, at age 13, I wrote down my vision for my life. I carried it with me all through junior high and high school. Much of what I'm doing right now was on paper when I was a young teenager. Vision makes you persistent. Once you know what you really want and can see, and can see it, then no matter what comes against you, you never give up. Persistence in fulfilling one's life purpose comes from vision. As long as a person can hold on to his vision, then there is always a chance for him to move out of his present circumstance and toward the fulfillment of his purpose. And that all of this information that I've just read is so weighty, and it's so relevant, and it's so inspiring. And I haven't even gotten past the introduction of this book yet. I'm taking this from a book by Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. And going through some of the passages that I highlighted the last time that I read this book. So let's see. No matter where you are in life, and regardless of how old or young you are, it can be halftime for you. You can reassess your life strategies and focus on fulfilling your purpose. This book will help you to make the necessary adjustments in your life so you can know how to plan for the future and stop making the same mistakes and decisions that have hindered you in the past. It will answer crucial questions such as these. How can I know what my vision is? What do I do if I have multiple interests? What are some strategies for overcoming hindrances to my vision? How can I set the right priorities for my life? What should I do when others criticize my dream? How can I make my vision a concrete reality? It says, by the time you finish this book, you will be able to say, I can see further than my eyes can look. You'll be able to see not just what is, but also what can be, so that you can fulfill your personal vision, Dr. Miles Monroe. You know, I think that reading materials like this is something that we have to do, especially from, let's say, pioneers like Dr. Miles Monroe. When you think about how he taught about the kingdom, and now how in this particular book how he's talking about personal and corporate destiny and power of vision, what the visionary is going to go through and experience, and how you can avoid some of the hindrances that are inevitably going to come your way as you get that clarity and step out to fulfill the vision that's really only in your imagination at the present moment. It's good that we read books like this, because one of the things I always stress and focus on is the power of mentoring and what having a good mentor will do for you. And I'm not sure if I've stressed it in the past, but I am right now. You may not find that mentor who you can call on the phone or go out and have lunch with. Certainly, you should always have some type of mentor in your life that you can have that type of relationship with, where you can look them in the eyes and ask your questions. And when they can see what you're doing and have that accountability with you. But also, one of the best ways to be mentored is through books and through reading. Thing that I want to stress is the fact that there are some individuals who are ministers, authors, business leaders, entrepreneurs, maybe even social media experts, what have you, who when you connect with them, even through their written material, you become somewhat kindred spirits. And what I mean by that is what they say resonates with you. As you read their material, you find yourself saying, yes, 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 that's exactly what I thought, and that's exactly how I feel about that. Or you find yourself saying, wow, this is something that I needed to know. It's relevant to where I see myself use my mind to think about what gifts, talents, and abilities and the vision that God has given me, as that clarity comes in, and their materials, you read their materials, and it's almost like, you know, the Rubik's Cube. All of the sides are meeting up with your vision. If that individual sets that spark of fire off in your heart in that way, then you have found your virtual mentor. For me, there are several people that do that with me. One is Dr. Mark Sharona. And there are several others. I'm trying to think of Mike Murdoch, Dr. Mike Murdoch. He's another one. And there are several others, and there are many. But those two, and I'm trying to think of course, it would just go out of my mind right now, the Seven Mountains strategy, Lance Wallnau. When I read some of their materials, that resonation in my heart, it resonates with me. I don't even know what resonation is a word, but it resonates with me in my heart and sometimes in my mind as well. And it just clicks. It just sets in. I get it. So Dr. Miles Monroe is another one. And it depends on the vision that God has given you as an individual. Is it more prophetic? Is it more entrepreneurial? Is it workplace ministry? It can be a little bit of all of those things. And so Dr. John Maxwell, he's another one when it comes to leadership. Dr. Sam. Yes, it seems that I got disconnected, had a power surge. Okay. As I was saying, when you read the material of some individuals, it will resonate with you in your heart and in your mind. The emphasis on some of the things that they speak about may be prophetic. It may be business-centered. It could be social media. It really depends on where God has called you to be. And when you pick up these various materials, sometimes it's not a book. Sometimes it may be a podcast. Sometimes it may be a blog. I know for me, Michael Hyatt is someone that I follow, Seth Godin. There are people whose blogs I read all the time and get a lot out of the things that they're doing. So let me go back to what I was doing, which was reading The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny. And this is chapter one, Vision, the Key to Fulfilling Your Life's Purpose. It says, years ago during the Christmas season, my wife and I took our children to a large toy store. At the time, my son Charo was about 4 years old, and his eyes lit up when he spotted a rocking horse. He climbed on, held tightly to the ears of the horse, and began to rock back and forth. After a few minutes, I tried to get him off, but he became angry. When we were about ready to leave, he was still having a wonderful time on the rocking horse. So we let him continue while we walked through the store one last time and told our daughter it was time to go. When we came back, Chara was rocking even faster. By then, he had been going for about half an hour, and he was soaking wet with sweat. As I watched him, I felt as if God was saying to me, that's how most people live. They're working hard, sweating hard, but making no real progress in life. They're not going anywhere. Our world is filled with people who are busy but not ultimately effective or satisfied. They're doing much depending on time and energy, but getting little of value accomplished. Consequently, they spend their lives toiling away, but never making any headway. Where are you going in life? And that's a heading, and there's some stats here. Let's see. Consider these statistics of American employees. Nearly 50% of all U.S. workers feel overwhelmed by a growing number of job tasks and longer working hours. And that came from Families and Work Institute's 2001. 88% of employees say they have a hard time juggling work and life. And that's Aon Consulting in the year 2000. Only 48% of workers aged 35 through 44 are satisfied with their job, down from nearly 61% in 1995. Older workers aged 55 through 64 also express a low level of satisfaction. Only about 48% say they are satisfied. That comes from the Conference Board 2002. In all income areas, satisfaction levels have fallen since 1995. And that's another report from the Conference Board 2002. These statistics show that a number of people in the United States are struggling with job and life satisfaction issues. It's disheartening to work hard and not receive satisfaction and fulfillment from your work. What about your own life? We ask. What about your own life? As I read through these statistics, it's something that I understand because I've read them before, and even other statistics similarly show a low amount of job satisfaction. If people are going to work, going through the motions, but not having any satisfaction, not even the reward of a salary that they can live off of nowadays. And I think that recently the cost of living wage, the wage went up. What do they call that? The minimum wage went up. And I looked at it last week, and I thought to myself, this can't be right. No one can live off of this amount. No one can live off of this. But apparently there are people who are struggling to live off of the minimum wage. As time progresses, and this is just me saying this, I believe that more people will be called into owning their own businesses, small businesses, entrepreneurs, or working more than one job. As a matter of fact, with the minimum wage being the amount that it is, I'm sure that a lot of families are already working multiple jobs just to make ends meet. And so as I read through this book, The Principles and Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny by Dr. Miles Monroe, I'm not going to read the entire book, but I'm going to highlight, pull out, and read various sections, hoping that it will ignite a fire in someone within this radio audience who God has probably already been tugging on you, the Holy Spirit, and saying, you're in the wrong lane. I have something greater for you. I have something that you were created to do, and you're not doing it. And you're not satisfied and you're not happy because you're not fulfilling your purpose. You're not trying to walk into your destiny. Your vision is skewed. It's not clear. You have no idea why you're here or even who you are and the power of who you are, who God created you to be. And so as I read through this book by Dr. Miles Monroe, I'm not sure how many shows it's going to take to get through. I would like to get through it, and I'm sure that I can since I'm not reading it in its entirety. I hope that it will ignite that fire in individuals who Holy Spirit is trying to get to you and let you know what your purpose is, and also to teach you about the power that God has placed in you to accomplish more than you could ever imagine. And if you would like to, I don't know about the availability of this book. I probably got it off of Amazon. I've had it in my library for a while. So it is The Principles and the Power of Vision, Keys to Achieving Personal and Corporate Destiny by Dr. Miles Monroe. You can go to Amazon and pick up your own copy as I go through this book. Sorry for the disconnect. Had a power outage, and Skype disconnected me, and I had to come back on with my on my mobile. So I look forward to reconnecting with you next Tuesday as we continue to read through this awesome and powerful book. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at inhisseason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be Your Own Boss Now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.